Okay, we're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto,
danas
chapter
25, text
8. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Tvam. Tamasaha.
Tamasaha.
Andasya. Dushparasyadya. Paragam. Sat. Chakshur Janvanam Ante Labdhang Me Twat Anugrahat Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya
Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya
Dushparasya Japaragam
Dushparasya Daragam
Satchakshur Janmanam Ante
Satchakshur Janmanam Ante
Labdham Metvad Anugrahat
Labdham Metvad Anugrahat
Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya
Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya
Dushparasya Dhyaparagam
Dushparasya Dhyaparagam
Satchakshur Janmanam Ante
Satchakshur Panmanam Ante
Labdham Me Tvad Anugrahat
Labdham Me Tvad Anugrahat
Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya
Tasya Tvam Tamasondasya Sondhasya
Dushparasya Dhyaparagam
Dushparasya Dhyaparam
Satchakshur Janmanam Ante
Satchakshur Parvam Ante
Labdham Metvad Anugrahat
Labdham Metvad Anugrahat
Tasya
Tasya
That
To
Tvam
Tvam
You
Ti
Tamasaha
Tamasaha
Ignorance
Neznanie
Andasya
Andasya
Darkness
Tama
Dushparasya
Dushparasya
Difficult to cross
Teško prijeći
Adya Now
Sad
Paragam
Paragam
Crossing over
Prijeći
Sat Transcendental.
Transcendentalno.
Chakshu. I.
Oko.
Janmanam. Of births.
Rođenja.
Ante. At the
Kraj.
End. Labdham.
Labdham.
Attained.
Dostići.
May. My.
Moje.
Tvat anugrahat. By your
Tvojom
mercy.
Milošću.
Translation.
Prijevod.
Your lordship is my only
Tvoje gospodstvo je jedini način na koji se mogu izvući iz ovih najdubljih predjela neznanja, jer ti si moj transcendentalno oko i samo zahvaljujući Tvoje milošću sam ga stekao nakon mnogih, mnogih rođenja.
So you can repeat. Your lordship
Tvoje gospodstvo
is my only means
je jedini način
of getting out
na koji mogu izaći
of this darkest region of ignorance.
Iz ovog najtamnijeg predjela neznanja.
Because you are
jer ti si
my
moje transcendentalno oko
which by your mercy only
koje sam jedino tvojom milošću
I have attained
stekao
after many, many
nakon
births.
Mnogih, mnogih rođenja.
So, purport by his divine grace,
smisao njegova božanska milost
šlapa. This verse is very
Ova strofa je vrlo poučna, budući da ukazuje na odnos između duhovnog učitelja i učenika. Učenik ili uvjetovana duša nalazi se u najtamnijem predjelu neznanja i stoga je zapletena u materijalno postojanje. osjetilno ugađeno osjetilima. Jako je teško izaći iz ovog zapletenog stanja i dostići slobodu, ali ako je neko ima toliko sreće da se druži s duhovnom učiteljem poput Kapile Munija ili njegovog predstavnika, onda njegovom milošću osoba se može izbaviti iz tamne znanja. Duhovni učitelj stoga se obožava kao osoba koja izbavlja učenika iz neznanja zahvaljujući baklji znanja. Riječ Paragam vrlo je značajno.
Paragam
se odnosi na onoga tko može prevesti učenika na drugu stranu. Ova strana je uvjetovani život, a druga strana je život slobode. Duhovni učitelj prenosi učitelja na drugu stranu tako što otvara njegove oči znanjem. Mi spaštamo samo zbog neznanja, zahvaljujući uputi duhovnog učitelja, tama neznanja se uklanja i na taj način učitelj može prijeći na stranu slobode. U Bhagavad Gita je rečeno da nakon mnogih rođenja osoba se odluči predati svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi. Slično tomu, ako se nakon mnogih rođenja osoba uspije doći do vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i takvom vjerodostojnom Krišnom predstavniku se i preda, onda može dostići stranu svjetlosti.
Tasya tvam tamasundasya Duspurasya japaragam satshakshur janmanam hante labdham me twadanugrahat. So Om Ganat Timiranda Shah Garanjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Okay? So the context of this particular verse is that
Devahuti
is speaking to her son,
da se Devahuti obraća Kapila, svom sinu Kapili,
who is the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
božanske osobe.
And she is previously stating to him,
prethodno mu je
Nirvina Nitharambhumam Asat Indriya Tarshanat. What is that? She states to him that I'm tired of the disturbances coming from my senses.
Sam. Od uznemirenja
so,
koje mi stvaraju moja osjetila i stoga te molim.
My dear son, please,
dragi moj sine,
I'm surrendering unto
molim
you, become my master.
Predajem se tebi, postani moj učitelj.
So, of course, Kapila Dev is
da
Devahuti's spiritual master,
Kapila
so we have to examine
Devahutin duhovni učitelj, i stoga trebamo proučiti suštinsko načelo koje leži iza odnosa između duhovnog učitelja i njegova učenika. Možda nemamo takvu sreću da nam vrhovni svevišnji gospodin postane naše dijete.
Generally we have to look
općenito,
for a spiritual master.
Moramo tražiti za duhovnog učitelja.
So,
tražiti duhovnog učitelja, nije da sam obično
rađao
u našem
children,
domu.
Children, you don't have to look.
Dakle, jedino ako mi je Kapila
course,
dijete, onda ne morate
like
tražiti dalje. Većina majki, da, kako upravo to i smatra, one smatraju da je njihovo dijete
Prophet
čisti
said,
posvećenik, zar ne?
A mother who has a blind child is thinking my child has
kad
lotus eyes.
Majka rodila slijepo
so,
dijete, razmišljala je kako njezino dijete ima lotosne oči.
We should utilize our intelligence.
Trebamo iskoristiti svoju inteligenciju.
In the search for the spiritual master, not only spiritual master, but proper association.
Bilo kakvog duhovnog učitelja, nego onoga koji ima pravo društvo.
Because devotional advancement is contingent upon good association.
Napredak u posvećenosti ovisi o dobrom društvu.
Whatever advancement we have,
sav napredak koji
postižemo, to the mercy of the Vaishnavas and the association with the Vaishnavas, and whatever entanglement or contamination we have is due to association with the modes of nature.
Jest zahvaljujući modusima materijalne prirode.
Karanam gunasangasya sadasad janma jonishu, as Krishna says in the Gita, that our entanglement is due to bad association, basically. Gunasanga.
Kontaminacija, odnosno padu materijalnog događa zbog.
And our perfection is due to
druženja
sadhu sangha.
A naš, a uzdižemo se zahvaljujući sadhu sangi.
So therefore, when approaching
sadhus,
we have to not approach them blindly or sentimentally.
Slijepo, niti sentimentalno.
We have to keep our eyes open.
Moramo oči držati otvorenima.
To ascertain who is bona fide sadhu.
Kako bismo utvrdili tko je vjerodostojan sadhu.
Prabhupada said, even with the guru,
Prabhupada je rekao, čak i uz
blind following. And absurd inquiries are to be condemned.
Treba osuditi slijepo slijeđenje I besmislene upite.
So even with a bona fide guru,
dakle,
you're not supposed to follow blindly.
Gurua,
I'll give you a practical example.
Slijediti na slijepo. Daću vam praktičan primjer toga.
One time, Srila Prabhupada was walking on the beach with his disciples.
Sa svojim učenicima.
And as he was walking on the beach with his disciples,
dok je tako hodao s njima,
they saw some non-devotees with some very expensive,
vidjeli su neke
big cars.
Ljude koji nisu bili posvećenici I vozili su velike, skupe aute.
And Prabhupada said in the future our movement will have so many big cars like
this. Naš pokret imati slično, tako velike aute.
And the devotees naturally said,
I posvećenici su prirodno rekli, Jai Prabhupada.
Because those of you who were around when
Oni
Prabhupada was present, everything he said was Jai, right?
Koji su bili ovdje dok je Prabhupada bio prisutan na sve smo odgovorili Jai, Jai Prabhupada, Jai ovo.
When Prabhupada, I remember one time Prabhupada was talking to a reporter.
Sjećam se kad je Prabhupada jedan put govorio sa novinarom.
And the reporter asked Prabhupada, why do you have bald heads?
Prabhupada, zašto?
And the reporter had a very short skirt on.
Zašto imate obrijane? Zašto imate obrijane glave? Pitala novinarka, koja je nosila minicu, a Prabhupada je.
And Prabhupada said, better to have cool head and warm legs.
Hladnu glavu I tople, a tople noge.
And everyone went, all like 50 devotees went, Jai Prabhupada!
Posvećenika je na to rekao, Jai Prabhupada!
And this poor girl, you know, was just like turned different shades of white and red.
Jednostavno,
da izmjenično
rumenila I blijedila I postala ljubičasta.
So that was our move with Prabhupada, everything was Jai Prabhupada.
Tako bio naš pokret, sve bilo Jai Prabhupada.
So getting back to the story, so anyway, so Prabhupada was walking on the beach, they said, Jai Prabhupada, when he said we're going to have big cars in the future.
Njegovu repliku kako će imati velik auto u budućnosti.
Then they saw a big building.
I onda su gledali veliku zgradu.
And Prabhupada said, in our movement in the future, we'll have many, many big buildings like
puno, puno velikih zgrada.
And everyone, Jai Prabhupada.
I svi su rekli, Jai Prabhupada.
And they kept walking on the beach.
Zatim su nastavili šetati po plaži.
And they saw a man with a big dog.
I ugledali su čovjeka s velikim psom.
And Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada rekao,
in the future our movement will have many, many big dogs like this.
Puno, puno ovakvih velikih pasa.
And everyone went,
Jai
Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, you're so foolish.
Prabhupada rekao, kakve ste vi budale.
You know, blind following, you know, Jai.
To je slijepo slijeđenje, vi ćete samo Jai, Jai posvećenici.
There was another story Prabhupada told
Bila
about
još jedna priča
a disciple
sa Prabhupadom,
who followed his spiritual master blindly.
Kako je učenik slijedio slijepo svog duhovnog učitelja.
Prabhupada told the story
Prabhupada
that there was a spiritual master and he kept asking for different things.
Duhovni učitelj koji je tražio različite stvari.
Said, I'm changing the story a little bit, just a little
malo ću,
bit. He's asking the spiritual master, can I have, the spiritual master was asking the disciple, can I have this computer, this car?
Ovaj computer, mogu li dobiti ovaj automobil?
And the submissive disciple got everything for his
ponizni,
guru.
Posvećenik, učenik nabavio je sve za svog gurua.
And when the guru asked, you
Kad
know,
guru pitao,
how did you get all these things?
Kako si dobio sve te stvari?
And the disciple answered, it's
učenik
all yours,
odgovorio,
Gurudev.
Sve je to tvoje, Gurudev.
So what the spiritual master didn't realize,
ono što duhovni učitelj nije shvatio,
what his disciple was taking money out of his bank account
da mu zapravo učenik uzima novac sa bankovnog računa kako bi uspio sve kupiti za svog gurua.
But the disciple was so foolish, he was blindly following and not
telling
the guru, should I take
guru,
the money out of your bank account?
Nije ga pitao smijem li uzeti novac sa svog bankovnog računa, pomislio je, to je naredba gurua.
So he kept taking money out.
Pa
finally,
je neprestano uzimao novac sa njegovog računa I na posljedku je guru rekao,
how much money do I have in my bank account?
Koliko novca imam na svom bankovnom računu?
And the disciple said,
a učenik je rekao,
zero.
Ništa. Nula.
And the guru said, what happened?
A guru je upitao, pa šta se dogodilo?
And the disciple said,
a
it was all
rekao,
yours, Guru Dave.
To je sve I bilo tvoje, Guru Dave.
Anyway, you get the point.
Shvatili ste.
So that's even Nadam with se. A bona fide spiritual master.
Dakle,
what you speak?
Dakle, čak I sa vjerodostojnim duhovnim učiteljem možete počiniti takve stvari. A
if there's someone not bona fide,
ako duhovni učitelj nije vjerodostojan.
Just like this story, we told this
na primjer,
in Ljubljana the other day.
Neki dan smo pričali ovo u Ljubljani.
Of Maharaj Nimi.
O Maharaj Nimiju.
Maharaj Nimi was the predecessor of Janaka Maharaj, the father of Sita.
Bio je, dakle, došao prije Janake Maharaja, Sitinog oca.
So Maharaj Nimi He wanted to perform some devotional sacrifice.
Želio je napraviti neko žrtvovanje.
And so he went to his guru and said, Gurudev.
Guru I upitao ga Gurudev.
I want to do this nice devotional sacrifice.
Napravite ovu lijepu posvećeno žrtvovanje.
And his guru's name was Vasishtha Muni.
Se guru zvao Vasishtha Muni.
And so Vasishtha Muni said,
Vasishtha Muni je rekao,
said, wait a few days.
Pričekaj nekoliko dana.
Because I have an appointment for another sacrifice.
Zato što sam već zadužen za jedno drugo žrtvovanje.
The demigods have called me to do their sacrifice.
Bogovi su me već pozvali kako bih obavio žrtvovanje za njih.
And their sacrifice has first priority.
Žrtvovanje ipak ima prioritet.
He was thinking because they give more donations.
A u sebi misli zato što daju veće donacije. To je objašnjeno u Bhagavatamu.
And so Vasishtha went to do a sacrifice for the demigods.
Žrtvovanje za polubogove.
And his disciple Nimi was thinking.
Učenik Nimi je razmišljao ovako.
Human life is so short.
Ljudski život je tako kratak.
So why should I just waste time waiting for Gurudev to come back?
Trebao tratiti svoje vrijeme čekajući na povratak svog Gurudeva.
I should do this ceremony, this sacrifice, this devotional activity before he comes back.
Posvećenu djelatnost prije
nego što se vrati. And if he's a bona fide guru, he'll be pleased.
Ako je on vjerodostojan guru, onda će biti zadovoljan.
It's like your guru telling you, don't chant Hare Krishna until I come back.
Ako vam guru kaže, nemoj mantrati Hare Krishna dok se ne vratim.
So he did the sacrifice.
Tako da on ipak obavio žrtvovanje.
So when he was getting ready to finish the sacrifice, Gurudev Vasishtha Muni came back.
I dok se bližio žrtvovanje kraju, Vasishtha Muni se vratio.
And he was so angry.
I bio je vrlo ljut.
That his disciple had done the sacrifice without him.
Zato što je učenik obavio žrtvovanje bez njega I stoga ga je prokleo.
And he said,
rekao je,
you should die immediately.
Trebaš odmah umrijeti.
He used the word nir deha. You should be without a
rekao
body.
Rekao je nir deha, trebaš izgubiti tijelo.
So the disciple understood it. At that
učenik
point, his guru
je u tom
wasn't
trenutku
bonafide.
Shvatio da njegov učitelj nije vjerodostojan.
So he gave his guru a little guru dakshin.
Stoga mu je dao nešto guru dakshine.
And that was he cursed his guru.
A guru ga je prokleo.
You know the story?
Znaš
he said, you should
priču?
Also become nir deha.
On je rekao,
you should die,
ti
guru
trebaš poslati nirdeha. Gurudevi, ti trebaš umrijeti.
So the guru died, disciple died.
Tako su I učenik I guru umrli.
And of course, Vasishtha Muni, he appeared later from the semina Mitra and Varuna.
Ponovno pojavio iz semena Mitre I Varuni.
And as far as Maharaj Nimi, they preserved his body in oil while they were completing the sacrifice.
Tijelo Maharaja Nimija su sačuvali u ulju. Dok
so after the sacrifice,
tako da
all
nakon
the demigods appeared and said to the brahmanas, what do you want?
I pitali brahmane, što želite?
And the brahmanas said,
a brahmane su rekli,
please bring our king, King Nimi, back to life.
Oživite našeg kralja Nimija.
And so the demigod said, okay, no problem.
Su rekli, u redu, nema problema.
So Maharaj Nimi came out of the oil,
Maharaj
Nimi
je izašao, odnosno njegovo tijelo je izašlo iz ulja.
And he said, I don't want to be brought back to life.
Ja ne želim da me oživite.
I want to go back to Godhead.
Želim se vratiti Bogu.
So he went back to Godhead.
Tako se I tako je bilo.
So who is more intelligent, guru or disciple?
Ko je inteligentniji ovdje, guru ili učenik?
So anyway, you see that, you know, blind following.
Tako možete vidjeti kako slijepo slijeđenje.
Is not really recommended. One should have his intelligence.
Ne može preporučiti,
of course, I'm not going to tell the story, but another story that illustrates this point.
Naravno, postoji još jedna priča.
Is the story of Bali Maharaj and Shukracharya.
Priča
you all know that
Maharaj
story.
I Shukracharya. Da kako svi već znate
how Bali Maharaj
tome, kako
refused to follow
Bali
the order
Maharaj
of his guru when his guru said, "Don't worship Vishnu. Don't offer everything to Vishnu."
Kad mu je duhovni učitelj rekao, nemoj sve ponuditi Vishnu.
And therefore, he became a greatly exalted
veliki
Mahajana.
Uzvišeni Mahajana.
That means because Atmani Vedanam, he surrendered everything
Atmani
to the Supreme Personality
sve
of Godhead.
Svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
Of course, these are unusual circumstances.
Dakako,
I'm not advising people to interact with their gurus in this way.
Da ja sad savjetujem ljude da na isti način se ophode prema
but the point is that one should keep his eyes and ears open and not follow blindly.
I da ne trebamo slijepo slijediti.
In fact, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada made a very interesting statement.
Srila Prabhupada dao vrlo zanimljivu izjavu.
He said Krishna consciousness is meant for training men,
obuči
also ladies.
Ljude,
when he said men,
he meant
ladies also, so we don't want to get in trouble here. So he's meant for training men.
Dakle, namjerno tome da obuči
to be
ljude,
independently
da
thoughtful.
Budu neovisno misaoni.
Interesting, isn't it?
To je vrlo zanimljivo, zar ne?
And competent in all types and all types of departments of knowledge and action.
Znanja I djelovanja.
This is a quote from Prabhupada.
To je Prabhupadin citat.
Prabhupada said, once there is bureaucracy, everything is spoiled.
Jednom dođe do birokracije, sve se kvari.
It's very interesting.
To je zanimljivo.
Very, very interesting. Because Prabhupada, that is how Prabhupada ran the movement and when Prabhupada was on the planet.
Tako, rukovodio ovim pokretom dok je bio na planeti.
Sometimes devotees ask, why aren't things
Ponekad
expanding as dynamically as they were when Prabhupada was on the planet?
Stvari ne šire tako, takvom brzinom. Kao kad je Prabhupada bio na planetu.
Perhaps because we're not training people to be independently thoughtful.
Možda zato što ne obučavamo ljude da budu neovisno misaoni.
Perhaps because there's
Možda
a word in
zato.
Hindi, I don't know if any of you know.
Hindi,
that we want to train everybody to become chamcha. Does anyone know Hindi here?
Obučen se da bude chamcha. Znate li
chamcha means a yes man.
To
it
znači
means, literally in Hindi it means a spoon.
To doslovno znači žlica.
Like you have a spoon, I don't have any spoons here, but
odnosno osoba
you know,
koja
a spoon
sve klima
that
glavom.
Znate,
žlicu
spoon has no independent ability to
žlica
think.
Žlica nema nikakve neovisne
you just pick
sposobnosti
it up and
razmišljanja.
Use it.
Njome se samo koristite.
Prabhupada did not want spoons.
Prabhupada nije želio žlice.
Or yes men, or jai men.
Niti ljude koji samo klimaju glavama, that, glavama ili viću jai.
Prabhupada appreciated devotees like Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Posvećenike kakav je bio Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Who was certainly not a yes man.
Koji nikako nije bila osoba koja samo klima
glavom. Or Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, who was certainly not a yes man.
Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, koji također nije bio takav.
Or Sridhar Maharaj, who was certainly not a yes man.
Niti Sridhar Maharaj.
Prabhupada wanted that
Prabhupada je želio takve
ljude. Mood.
Takvo raspoloženje.
That someone was ready to use his intelligence to serve the spiritual master.
Koristiti svoju inteligenciju
but before
kako bi
one can come to that point, one has to understand and develop the relationship with the guru as a servant.
Sa gurum
so it's not one extreme
sluga.
Or another extreme.
Dakle, ne smijemo zapasti niti u jedan
if you go to one extreme,
niti u jednu krajnost,
where you're completely independent, coming up with your own philosophy, your own standard of bhakti yoga, then you're asara, rejected.
Onda ste asara, onda vas odbacimo.
If you go to the other extreme,
međutim, ako zapadnete u drugu
krajnost, you know, yes, Gurudev, yes, Gurudev,
it's
all yours, Gurudev,
sve do tvoje, Gurudev.
Then you're not so useful either.
Niti onda niste osobi.
So how do you develop the middle path.
Kako
you know, actually,
doći do tog
many times
puta.
In Krishna consciousness we see people Vrlo going to one extreme or the other in different areas.
But usually, because
we're not Buddhists,
na mnogim područjima.
Middle path is the best. But anyway, usually the middle path
Srednji
is the best,
put,
not extreme.
Obično je najbolji,
first of all,
ne krajnost. Prije svega,
before you can develop your sense of independent thoughtfulness, you have to be trained, as Narada Muni says in the
Srimad
Bhagavatam.
What is it?
Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanta Grohita. Narada Muni says, very interesting verse,
that
Brahmachari, or all of us, you know, people, because actually householders can
ljudi.
Also be brahmacharis, household brahmacharis, as Prabhupada said.
Ljudi
they have to reside
brahmachari.
In the ashram
Kaže,
of the spiritual master. You have to at least make your home the ashram of the spiritual master.
Ili makar svoj dom trebate pretvoriti u ashram duhovnog
You have
učitelja.
To understand
Morate shvatiti.
That manasa deha geha yokishamor Arpilam tuya pare nanakashore, right? My mind, my body, my home, everything is yours, Krishna.
I dom, sve sam predao tebi, Krishna.
I mean, just like for example, I'm following a little bit of an austere diet.
Ja sam
devotees get
dosta
shocked when
strogoj dijeti.
Shocking.
So, time kako jedem.
So they ask me, why are you doing it?
I jedan me pitaju, zašto to radiš? A ja kažem,
my body doesn't belong to me. It's meant to be an instrument in Srila Prabhupada's service. And so I have to
oruđe koje služi Srila Prabhupada.
Keep it running nicely.
Moram paziti da
because
se
it belongs to Krishna
dobro
and Prabhupada.
Funkcionira jer ono pripada Krishni I Srila Prabhupada.
If it belonged to me, I'd be out there enjoying eating
Kad
pizza all day long.
Ono pripadalo meni, uživao bih I po cijeli dan jeo picu. Mislim nema ništa loše u pici, da kako.
If it belonged to me.
Kad bi to tijelo pripadalo meni.
But
on to bi se tako ponašao.
My body,
moj tijelo,
my mind, my soul belongs to Krishna.
Moj um, moja duša.
And it's under the jurisdiction of his divine grace to the Prabhupada.
I oni su oni se ravnaju prema naredbi.
Just like if you see a car, just like sometimes we're walking, we see real fancy cars.
Ponekad možete vidjeti jako
fine automobile, a uzmem taj automobil, a on ne pripada meni,
a ja ga koristim za sebe. Ja ga koristim za sebe, onda sam lopov.
So this body must be used
isto tako,
for the service
ovo tijelo
of the spiritual
moramo
master.
Koristiti
so
kako
that training is there.
That
training must be
dakle,
there
takav,
for
takva
one to be
mora
balanced in Krishna
kako
consciousness.
Kako bi osoba stekla ravnotežu u svjesnosti Krishna.
Brahmachari gurukule vasandanta gorohita. And one must learn
osoba
what?
Mora naučiti
to control the senses and to be
da vlada
tame,
svojim
had tame the senses.
Moramo ukrotiti svoja osjetila.
Gurohita, which is perhaps the most important expression,
dakle,
that you must learn to do everything for the benefit
da sve
of Guru.
Za
this is training. This
gurua.
Is basic training 101 in Krishna consciousness.
Obuka u svjesnosti Krishne. Obuka za početnike.
Everything. Even your chanting of japa.
Čak
just like the other day I was sitting chanting japa.
Neki dan sam sjedio i mantrao na japa. Svaki dan to radim.
Not just the other day.
Ne samo neki dan.
But yeah, you know, I have to be careful what I say.
Moram paziti
so,
šta kažem.
I was sitting chanting japa.
Dakle, neki dan sam tako sjedio
and I was thinking,
i mantrao
you know,
i razmišljao.
What reason do I have to chant nicely?
Koji razlog imam da bih
why
dobro mantrao?
Because you know you have to have a reason. You know, some couple.
Morate
you have to have a reason for
neki
doing
razlog. Morate imati
and so
razlog
I was thinking,
za
well,
bilo što. I onda sam razmišljao.
I don't want to become liberated.
Ne želim oslobođenje.
So what do I want? And I was
pa
thinking, I want
želim.
To please Prabhupada.
Želim zadovoljiti šla Prabhupada.
I want to chant nicely. This is a
želim
good reason,
mantrati.
Motivation.
To je dobar razlog,
because
to
it will be very pleasing
prava
to Prabhupada and pleasing to Krishna.
Jer će biti, da će pružiti veliko zadovoljstvo Prabhupada
in fact,
i Krishni.
That's
zapravo,
why I should be doing everything that I'm doing to please
to
Prabhupada and Krishna.
Jedini
so therefore I began to chant a little better
japa.
Činiti. Understanding that. This is Prabhupada is listening,
dakle,
Krishna is listening.
Trebamo sadjeti, Prabhupada sluša,
my duty is to
Krishna
chant this
sluša.
Japa as an offering to them.
I moje,
anyway,
moja
so
japa
that's
ponuda
gurohitam.
Dakle, gurohitam.
And then Archayan Dasaban Nityo. One must learn good
trebamo
behavior.
Se naučiti lijepo
and
ponašati.
Above all, Dasavan.
I prije svega Dasavan.
Dasavan means servant.
Dasavan,
we're full of service. Like Bhagavan
znači,
is full of opulence, Dasavan is full of
službe.
Das.
Bhagavan je onaj koji je pun obilja, a Dasavan je pun obilja.
Then
pun
Nityo,
služenja.
Meekness, humility. Then Gora Sudra Sodadam. And understanding the
zatim,
Guru is your actual friend and worshipping him in that particular
prijatelj.
Determination mood.
Trebamo ga obožavati sa
so when that
takim,
basic training is there,
odlučnošću, kad postoji ta temeljna
then you
odluka,
can go out and use your
izaći,
independent thoughtfulness
I koristiti svoju
and not deviate.
Misalnost.
As long as you always
I
remember
ne tako zastraniti, ako se uvijek sjećate,
that you're a servant.
Da ste vi
as long as you always remember
ako se uvijek sjećate,
that everything should be done for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna.
Da sve trebamo činiti za zadovoljstvo Gurua i Krishne.
So if we keep that balance,
ako možemo držati
things,
takvu ravnotežu,
that we are a servant of Guru and Krishna,
stvari,
everything is meant
je,
to be done for their pleasure.
Da smo mi sluga Gurua i Krishna i da je sve namijenjeno
and
njihovom
then,
zadovoljstvu.
To utilize our own
I,
intelligence
s druge strane, da
in serving them.
Svoju inteligenciju
to
kako
always
bismo
be thinking,
služili,
like Prabhupada said, a pure devotee, he gave a definition
kako
in the Upadeshamrita,
rekao,
never falls down and is always
kaže,
thinking,
ne pada, I
using his mind how to spread Krishna consciousness. Then our movement will expand
tada će se naš pokret
dramatically, dynamically.
U dramatičnim razmjerima.
And if the leaders of our movement understand this principle and encourage people, just like when I joined
načelo,
the Krishna Conscious Movement
ljudi,
in Satchinandan Maharaj,
Chandramala
Maharaj will verify this,
when
I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we were actually encouraged, go out and preach.
Krishna.
At 6 months in the movement, I was opening up a new temple.
Nakon 6 godina u pokretu, poticali ljude da propovijaju. Ja sam već otvorio hram u to doba.
You know, when I was 29, or 28, I took sannyas.
Sa 28 godina uzeo sam sannyas. To vam ne preporučujem.
Most of you are actually more than 29 now.
Vas vjerojatno sad već ima više od 29
so
godina.
So dynamic.
Dakle,
opening up new continents. We raised this question the other day in Slovenia.
Neki dan smo postavili ovo pitanje u Sloveniji.
We said, there's so many places where devotees can go to preach Krishna consciousness. For example, I'll give you an example. China, which has over 1 billion people. But who is going?
Some devotees. U kojoj postoji milijarda ljudi, al tko tamo odlazi?
But in the old days, if I asked for volunteers, we'd have hundreds of devotees willing to go.
Ali kad sam pitao, imamo stotine posvećenika koji su spremni, voljni otići.
Become inspired with this dynamic preaching spirit.
Ovaj dinamičan duh propovijedanja bi nas
and if we're not inspired
odahnuti,
with this dynamic preaching spirit, we become entangled in bureaucracy, what Srila Prabhupada said. Then they'll be fighting, Then there'll be conflict.
Tada će doći do konflikta, do borbi, do sukoba.
Bureaucracy means people are figuring out how to manipulate
znači
the assets of the corporation.
Kako,
isn't
da oni
people
are sitting
down. So much is mine today.
Stvarima koje su u vlasništvu neke tvrtke.
You know, I won't say where that comes
neke
from.
Organizacije.
It's a bug of the universe. But anyway, that's bureaucracy.
To je birokracija.
You know, if there's fighting, that will stop our Krishna
borbe,
consciousness movement.
Ona će zaustaviti naš pokret za svijest.
So if we want to serve Guru, we have to use the intelligence.
Guru,
if we want to serve Prabhupada, we have to use our intelligence,
ako
be independently, thoughtful, and also follow the rules and regulations, because Prabhupada said in the same quote that if people don't rise early, chant their rounds regularly, follow the principles, there'll be a loss of enthusiasm. Prabhupada also said that. He said, I've noticed the loss of enthusiasm. This is due to not following strictly. So not be so overly intelligent where you just like neglect the basic principles. Or else you lose your spiritual enthusiasm. It's all a balance in Krishna consciousness.
Uvijek je stvar pitanja
ravnoteže u svjesnosti
Krišne.
The point I'd like to make,
dakle, to je moja
that we
najvažnija
examine
planta,
things and even examine the guru using our intelligence,
trebamo,
not blind following,
guru,
and then we serve the guru
svjesno,
using our
neslijepo,
independent thoughtfulness once we've come to the point of understanding we are servants of the guru.
Da smo mi guruovi sluge.
Everybody got that? Very simple
points. Jeste to svi shvatili? Poante su vrlo jednostavne.
Keep class short.
U redu.
We want to keep it to a sada few points. Any questions or comments?
Završiti želim da ovo bude kratko. Jasno, imate li kakva pitanja ili komentare?
Questions, comments, problems,
pitanja,
arguments?
Problemi,
anybody
argumenti?
Want to go to China?
Želi netko tići u Kinu?
What's that? Narada? Yeah, say, you can say in Croatian.
Mm-hmm. Since you're RGBC, I presume that you would know best the answer to this question, and it is whether the spiritual masters in ISKCON are allowed to give initiation to their own children, cousins, and people who are very close to them, and this, with whom they have blood relations.
I don't. There's no GBC rule
ne postoji,
against that.
GBC pravilo protiv toga.
Although Prabhupada said generally,
iako je Prabhupada rekao da općenito,
the guru doesn't initiate
guru ne daje inicijaciju
his own children.
Vlastitoj djeci.
Just like you find in the case,
naprimjer,
here's the case of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur
dakle,
and Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswati
Thakur. That it's interesting that Bhakti Vinod Thakur,
da Bhakti Vinod Thakur
initiated Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Harinam.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati u Harinam.
And also he gave Kurma deity to worship.
Dao mu je božanstvo kurme za obožavanje.
But when it
dao
came time for
mantru,
the
ali,
Gayatri mantra, which is
primiti Gayatri mantru,
Prabhupada said that that is actually actual initiation.
Da je to prava inicijacija.
Then he turned him over to Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj for initiation.
On zakla, od Gaur Kishore Das Babajija.
I'll explain why. Actually, that is a very,
zašto.
Very good question.
To je jako, jako dobro pitanje.
And it involves the whole discussion
I
of what is the purpose
se,
of initiation.
Bavi tom velikom temom, koja je svrha inicijacije.
Of course, diksha,
diksha
means
znači,
divya gyan and shayate. That means divyagan means transcendental
divya
knowledge
gyan,
the disciple gets and he becomes
znanje,
free from the material world.
Koje učenik prima kako bi se oslobodio materijalnog svijeta.
So generally devotees think
i posvećenici općenito razmišljaju kako je svrha.
The purpose of initiation is to get a mantra.
Da dobiju mantru.
You get your magic mantra.
Dobijete svoju čarobnu mantru.
But that's part of initiation.
Ali to je dio inicijacije.
But the most essential part of initiation is to be disciplined by the spiritual master.
Duhovni učitelj disciplinira.
For example,
na primjer,
as far as the Hari Nam, the chanting of the Hari Krishna Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the Hari Krishna Mantra to everybody.
Mahaprabhu ju je davao svakome.
And the Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada says that chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra doesn't wait for initiation. So you may think, oh, I can just chant Hare Krishna, no initiation, no guru, no surrender.
Ne treba nikakva predaja, guru, ništa, jai.
Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram, you know. That's Prabhupada's mantra, you know that. Jai, free, none of those gurus for me.
Jai, sloboda, nema
none of that discipline.
Meni guru ne trebaju, ne treba mi disciplina.
I already did. I'm not going to sing it now.
Neću to opet otpijati.
But the point is, yes, you can chant,
Panta
but you will
da,
not come to the perfectional
pjevati,
stage
ali
of chanting.
Nećete doći do usavršene razine.
To come to the perfectional stage of chanting,
do razine savršenstva u svom mantranju,
you need discipline.
Potreba nam je disciplina.
Like we said, Brahmachari Guru Kulai Vasandanta Gororitam. You have to learn these principles.
Morate naučiti ova načela.
You need basic training.
Treba vam temeljna obuka.
You're like a soldier who wants to go out and fight without basic training, you end up shooting each other.
Ako odete u rat da ne prođete osnovnu obuku, poubijat ćete se međusobno.
You know the army? Some of you may have been in the army.
Su neki od vas bili u vojsci.
Before they send you out to fight,
prije su vas, prije nego što vas pošalju
da se borite, several weeks of basic
morate
training.
Nekoliko tjedana proći o temeljnu obuku.
Months. Okay, neko, months.
Mjeseci.
I've never been in the army, I don't know.
Nisam nikad bio u vojsci, pa ne bi znao.
So, once you've got that basic training, then you're a soldier.
Dakle,
you can go out and fight and you can lead your battalion.
Obuku, onda možete postati vojnik i sudjelovati, odnosno voditi svoj odred.
So that basic training is discipline.
Dakle, temeljna poanta je disciplina.
Just like if any of you have been in the army, you know there's
ako
what they call drill sergeant.
Znate da postoji narednik za vježbe koji vas usmjerava.
And even if you smile the wrong way, he makes you do push-ups.
Čak, ako se nasmiješite na krivi način, morate odmah raditi sklekove.
Don't smile, soldier.
Nemoj se smiješiti, vojniče.
Or run, you know, run laps around the house.
Ili morate trčati u krug ili bilo
salute.
Šta.
Offer obeisances.
Odete poštovanje. Salutirajte.
Dandavat, pranam.
Dandavat.
So that training is there to protect you later on.
Takva obuka namijenjena je tome da vas kasnije zaštiti.
So that's why very important, perhaps most important
zato
principle why we need a guru.
Zato možda i najvažnije, to najvažnije čelo zašto vam je guru potreban.
And that's why this whole nonsense philosophy of Ritvik guru doesn't work.
I zato ne funkcionira cijela ova besmislena filozofija Ritvika.
Because Ritvik guru means no
Ritvik
surrender.
Guru znači da se ne morate predati.
It's like many times the Christians say that I've surrendered to Jesus in my heart.
U srcu sam se predao Isusu.
And I can do any damn thing.
Pa onda mogu raditi.
Jesus says it's all right to go
laštinu
to the liquor store.
Isus mi kaže da odem u prodavonicu alkoholnih pića.
Many times I run into Christians, I just
često
say.
Često sam sreo.
I say, have you
kršćane koje sam upitao.
Surrender to Jesus and they say yes.
Jesi li se predao Isusu i oni kažu da.
Jesus is in my heart, he is telling
Isus
me everything.
Isus mi je u srcu i sve mi govori.
Then why are you going
zašto
to the bar?
Onda odlaziš u kafiće.
Nonsense. So this Ritvik philosophy ignores one of the main practices or principles of the guru is to discipline you and train you up and engage you according to your psycho-physical nature and Krishna consciousness.
Obučiti da vas treba angažirati u skladu s vašim psihofizičkim sposobnostima.
You know, that's why we approach the guru.
Zato i pristupamo guru.
Inquire submissively,
trebamo
render
se
service.
Ponizno raspitivati, trebamo ga služiti.
And the guru enlightens you.
Guru će vas sada prosvjetliti.
In a practical way, how to engage in Krishna's service. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana.
Posvetite služenju Krishne.
Yeah, you can get
sambandhi, abhideya,
basic sambandha without surrendering to guru.
Sambandu možete
you know, you're not the body.
You're
part and parcel of Krishna. Fine. Abhideya, no.
Because Abhideya, ne dobiti, jer Abhideya,
that means practical engagement
znači
in Krishna's service, sadhana, and practical service according to your psychophysical nature. You need guru for.
Za to vam je potreban guru.
What to speak of prayojana?
Vaše psihofizičke sposobnosti. Šta da tek govorimo o prayojana?
You know, you're gonna go back to Godhead and
se
not know what
Bogu
to do.
Onda nećete znati što vam je činiti.
You know, you just arrive in the spiritual world and say, you
dođete
know,
u duhovni
where
svijet
am
I? I kažete, gdje sam to?
And they'll say, get the hell out of here.
Oni će vam samo reći, daj, nosi se.
So the point is, yes, the point is,
poanta je,
There's discipline necessary.
Da je disciplina neophodna.
So in regard to Devarshi Narada's question,
što se tiče pitanja,
is it generally
Narada,
the father is not so good at disciplining the son in that way?
Očitelj nije toliko dobar da disciplinira svog sina na taj način.
Because the parents are a little sentimental,
jer su roditelji uvijek pomalo sentimentalni, zar ne?
Just like, I mean, I'll give you an example.
Evo daću vam primjer.
You have Dronacharya.
Dronacharya.
Everybody knows Dronacharya?
Svi znate za Dronacharyu.
What was his son's name? Does anyone remember?
Kako se zvao njegov sin? Sjećate se?
Ashwatthama.
Ashwatthama.
Was Ashwatthama qualified?
Je li Ashwatthama bio kvalificiran?
No. He was Brahma Bandhu.
Ne, on je bio Brahma Bandhu.
Completely disqualified, couldn't control his senses.
Nekvalificiran. Nije mogao vladati svojim osjetilima.
Yet, what did Drona teach him?
Ali čemu ga je Drona poučio?
What? The Brahmastra. He taught
poučio
him how to use the Brahmastra.
Poučio ga kako se koristiti Brahmastrom.
Brahmastra means
Brahmastra,
not the drink you take when, you know.
Brahmastra, to nije ono piće.
We used to have that in this
country. Kojim liječite prehladu.
Do you remember that Brahmastra drink? Hot peppers and... Yeah, Brahmastra. That's it. That was Prabhupada. Brahmastra was just a little joke. Prabhupada's cure for every disease was Brahmastra drink.
Prabhupadin lijek za svaku bolest bilo je piće Brahmastra.
Which was like hot peppers, ginger.
To bi pravila sa gingera, chili papričica, feferona i malo limuna.
And flames would come out of your ears.
Onda bi vam plamen suknuo na uši.
I remember we'd get well in 5 seconds after drinking Brahmastra.
I sjeća se da bi nam u 5 sekundi postalo bolje.
Everything went, yeah.
Da, ona jednostavno sve uništavala.
But the Brahmastra we're talking about now is the
Brahmastra
weapon.
Brahmastra koje sad pričamo je oružje.
More powerful than the atomic weapon.
Bila je moćnija od atomskog oružja.
And very focused. It can just like kill one person without killing
ubiti samo
anyone
jednu
else
jedinu
next to
osobu, a da ne bi nikoga u blizini ne dotaknula.
So Drona taught because of his
Drona
sentimentality.
Je pomislio zbog svoje sentimentalnosti.
He taught his son this weapon.
Dakle, poučio je svog sina, dao mu je to oružje.
And that weapon was the cause of so many problems later on.
Jako puno problema kasnije.
Parikshit Maharaj, he had this weapon fired at him. Of course,
bio
fortunately,
napadnut
Krishna
tim oružjem, srećom,
saved him.
Krishna ga je spasio.
Hmm. So, therefore, that's why the parent generally does not become
zbog
guru.
Toga roditelj obično ne postaje guru.
Because it's sentimental, you can become very sentimental.
Zbog sentimenta možete postati previše sentimentalni.
Oh, my dear son, lotus, like I said in the beginning, dragi lotus-eyed son who is blind.
Sine, o ti koji imaš lotosne oči, a slijep si.
Even it says, you know, the stool of the child is like sandalwood pulp for the mother.
Kaže da je majci čak i dječji izmet nalik pomoćnici od sandalovine. To je istina.
It's like one time we know, one child, he took the stool and put it on the wall and the mother said, your child is finger painting.
Razmazalo svoj izmet po zidu, a dijete majka rekla, oh, moj dijete slika.
So, not to insult any of you ladies.
Ne želim da kako uvrijediti niti jednu od vas tama.
So the whole point is the discipline. That's the point I'm making.
Discipline.
We want to be disciplined. And after you've had your basic training and done it nicely,
kada ste prošli
the discipline
temeljnu
is internalized.
Kada ste disciplinirani, onda to pounutrite.
Like in my life,
na primjer,
whenever I make a decision, I ask Prabhupada,
odluku,
right here,
onda pitam u sebi Prabhupada,
what do you want me to do?
Što želiš da učinim?
And if I do something sometimes that's
ako
not pleasing to Prabhupada, I feel really
nešto
bad.
Što Prabhupada ne bi zadovoljilo,
that is called
se vrlo
conscience.
Loše. To se naziva savješću.
You understand? Super soul, conscience.
Nadduša ili savjest.
So we want devotees with the
želimo
internalized spiritual master.
Posvećenici po unutre duhovnog učitelja.
You must do that because you will not
morate
have the physical presence of the spiritual master always.
Fizičku prisutnost duhovnog učitelja nećete imati za uvijek.
When Prabhupada was on the planet, we never
dok
dreamed that he would leave,
isn't it? Planetu, nikad nismo ni pomišljali da će otići.
We never thought
nikad nismo
that Srila Prabhupada would leave this world.
Da će Srila Prabhupada otići s ovog svijeta.
But Prabhupada did,
ali to se dogodilo. Prabhupada je fizički, izvanski otišao.
And those devotees who have remained
posvećenici koji su ostali iza njega
put Prabhupada in their hearts.
Morali su staviti Šla Prabhupada u svoje srce.
His vani.
I stoga su oni služili njegovu vani.
Prabhupada said, Vani is for more intelligent people.
Vani je za inteligentnije ljude.
So we have to become more intelligent.
Stoga moramo postati inteligentniji.
Okay. That's a good question.
To je bilo dobro pitanje. Mislim, da prevodim ili da kažem na mikrofon?
Ništa se nije čulo ni na hrvatskom.
Ja.
Dakle, pitanje bilo, nadam se da sam te dobro čula, da vidimo mnoge bakte koji propovijedaju na području bivše Jugoslavije i na taj način služe svoga gurua. So, we notice many devotees who are preaching in ex-Yugoslavia and yeah. who are serving their guru in this way. Dakle, onda takve propovjednike, barem ovdje kod nas u početku slave, ali onda im počnu zamjećivati i anarte. So, these preachers, they are first glorified, but after several days that they spend at a certain place, also their anartas are noticed. A međutim, onda oni odu, and then they leave.
What's that?
And then they leave, you know, after these several days, they just leave.
Well, maybe they should leave before their anartas are noticed.
Možda treba otići prije nego što im se otkriju anarte.
That's why a sannyasi should travel.
Zato bi sannyasi trebao putovati. Ti koji putuju. Aha. Dakle, onda moje pitanje zapravo glasi, mogu li se bakte pročistiti tako što putuju ili bi možda nekad je bolje da se da budu u jednoj jatri među nekim baktama, da se tu pročiste i tu onda služe. Što ne znači naravno da oni ne mogu i putovati, ujedno i putovati.
Okay.
So my question is, should these devotees perhaps stay for a longer time, you know, and associate with devotees at a certain place, get perhaps purified, and only travel only occasionally, you know, not all the time.
All right. The answer to that.
Odgovor na to.
These devotees should seek the association of older devotees.
Da se ovi posvećenici trebaju družiti sa starijim posvećenicima.
Like Srila Prabhupada commented that we are like sticks that can easily be broken.
Da smo mi poput štapova koji odnosno grančica koje se lako mogu prelomiti.
But if we are together as a bundle then we cannot be broken.
Ako smo svežnji, ako smo svi zajedno, onda nas ne mogu prelomiti tako lako.
So if we associate with advanced devotees,
to znači ako se družimo s naprednim posvećenicima,
they will cut our anartas.
Oni će presjeći naše anarte.
The sadhu, one definition of sadhu,
jedna
od definicija
sadhua jest da je on težak, da on presjeca.
That's why each and every one of us,
zato svatko od nas,
we should find some time in our spiritual
lives, treba pronaći vremena u svom duhovnom životu,
to associate
kako
with
bi se družio
older devotees.
Sa starijim posvećenicima.
Or at least peers, you know, people
ili barem
the same.
Sa ljudima koji su im ravni.
You know, especially some of us Prabhupada disciples, you know, many
neki
times
nas,
we're alone traveling.
Učenika, često smo sami dok putujemo.
And as you mentioned, we have
I
many anartas.
I kao što si spomenuo, imamo mnoge anarte.
So we begin to think
i onda počnemo razmišljati
that we're really nice after some
time. Da smo, nakon nekog vremena, da smo zapravo baš fini ljudi.
Yeah. Especially, you know, when people start
osobito
bathing your feet.
Kad vam ljudi stanu prati stopala.
And telling you have lotus feet.
I kad vam govore da imate lotosna stopala.
After a while you believe
nakon nekog vremena im povjerujete.
And then you even start taking your socks off and looking
onda,
at your feet.
Onda čak
when you're chanting japa, just
čarape dok mantrate japu i stanete proučavati svoja stopala.
Of course, that's mentioned.
Naravno, to
seriously,
si,
that's mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to spominje.
As one of the causes of unsteady bhakti and also anarthas.
Uzroka nepostojane bhakti, kao jedan od uzroka anarthi.
The taranga, riding the waves,
dakle,
you know, enjoying the fruits of bhakti.
Uživate u plodovima koje vam donosi
yeah,
bhakti.
Taranga. Ranga taranga, yeah. Riding the waves, basically.
Kada,
enjoying
doslovno,
the fruits of bhakti.
Znači, kad jašete na valovima, odnosno uživate u plodovima bhakti.
That is a very great danger.
To je vrlo velika opasnost.
I'll give you an example how something like
Družiš
this happened to me when I was a newer
tome,
devotee.
Kako mi se, slična stvar dogodila kad sam bio nešto mlađi posvećenik.
I won't tell you about my present anarthas.
Neću vam govoriti o sadašnjim anartama, nego o nekima
so,
koje
one
sam
day,
ostavio za sobom.
Many years ago,
jednog dana prije mnoga godina,
1973.
Bila je 1973.
I was traveling by myself and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books.
Sam sam putovao i dijelio Srila Prabhupadine knjige.
Because I had been given this assignment to arrange preaching programs for two sannyasis.
Za sannyasije organiziram programe za propovjedanje.
So I was by myself sometimes for 3 weeks at a time.
Ponekad bih sam provodio i po tri tjedna.
And distributing Prabhupada's books, as I mentioned.
I dijelio bih Šila Prabhupadine knjige.
So I just became very proud, thinking what a great distributor I am.
Vrlo ponosan na to kako dobro dijelim.
So finally, when I met up with the other devotees,
kad sam se susreo s ostalim posvećenicima,
I said to them,
rekao sam im,
I'm such a good book distributor.
Ja tako dobro dijelim knjige.
I can distribute a book to anyone who I want.
Mogu podijeliti knjigu kome god poželim.
I just have to use my magic potency.
Trebam samo iskoristiti svoje čarobne moći.
And take one of Prabhupada's books.
Zaustaviti čovjeka i on će kupiti Šila Prabhupadinu knjigu.
So as soon as I said that to the devotees, they started laughing at me.
Počeli su mi se smijati.
And I said, I got angry.
Ja sam se naljutio.
I said, if you don't believe me, watch.
Ako mi ne vjerujete, gledajte.
So I started to try to distribute Prabhupada's books.
Pokušavao dijeliti Šila Prabhupadine knjige.
But for 3 hours, no one would stop.
Ali 3 sata se niko ne bi ni zaustavio.
Or even give me the time of the day.
Čak mi ne bi ni rekli koliko je sati ako bih upitao.
So it was nice having the association devotees. They cut down my pride like that.
Jako bilo dobro družiti se sa posvećenicima koji su tako presjekli moj ponos.
So I would suggest on a regular basis, you know,
da se takvi posvećenici,
whatever type of devotee you are, whether you're a sannyasi, Prabhupada disciple, or whoever disciple, that you get together and have some sadhu sangha.
Da imate sadhu sangu.
And you talk about devotional service.
Da razgovarate o posvećenom služenju.
And you appreciate the other devotees and you serve the other devotees.
Druge posvećenike i da ih služite.
I think it would be very valuable sometimes for the sannyasis to get together and just
bilo jako
hear and chant. We're talking about that right now.
Da pjevaju zajedno mantraju.
Without any
upravo
chamchas
around. Bez
chamchala. Remember what I said a chamcha was?
Sjećate se što je chamchala? Žlica.
Because, you know, because normally we have so many yes men and yes ladies around.
Obično imamo tako puno ljudi koji samo klimaju
yes,
glavama.
Yes, Gurudev, whatever
da,
you say, Gurudev.
Šta god kažeš, Gurudev.
Yes, Gurudev.
Da, Gurudev.
There's snow on the ground. Yes, Gurudev.
Snijeg
it's the middle
pao,
of the summer.
Da,
yes,
Gurudev.
Gurudev.
Ali usred ljeta smo. Da, Gurudev. To su slijepi učenici.
So we need some time with our peers.
Potrebno
like
nam je vrijeme da provedemo sa ljudima koji su nam ravni.
And they will help us with our
anarthas. I oni će nam pomoći sa našim anarthama.
It's painful.
To je bolno.
I mean, getting rid of an anartha is painful. It's like
riješiti
pulling out a tooth that's rotten.
Nalikuje čupanju truloga zuba.
Nobody likes to go to the dentist.
Nitko ne voli ići kod zubara.
Does anybody here like to go to dentist?
Da li netko voli od vas posjete zubaru? Ne.
Oh, there's a dentist here.
Oh, imamo i zubara ovdje. Gdje?
One of the bodies a dentist?
Neko vas
okay, dentists like to go to the dentist.
Zubari vole ići kod
zubara. Because they make money.
Zato što zarađuju.
But everybody else, they're thinking dentists like Yamadutas.
Ali svi ostali razmišljaju da su zubari poput Yamaduta.
Isn't it?
Zar
I mean, just be practical.
Budete praktični.
If someone has their hands in your mouth and they're pulling,
ruke u usta i počne vas navlačiti i jedna spita, jel te boli?
And you're thinking,
a ti misliš,
of course you rascal.
Pa naravno, nitko me jedan.
You're pulling on my tooth.
Čupaš mi zub.
But you have to go to take
Ali
out the rotten tooth.
Ali vi morate otići i morate odstraniti
zube koji like su bolesni. Have people tell us about our
Mi
anartha.
Ne volimo
does it hurt
da nam ljudi,
for me to tell you about your anartha?
Da nas ljudi pitaju, hoće li te boliti ako spomenem koja ti je anartha? Ne, uopće me ne boli.
But we have to go.
Ali moramo ići.
Otherwise our devotional service Inače, will be rotten like a rotten mouth full of rotten teeth.
Naše posvećeno služenje nalikovati trulim ustima koje su puna
trulih
zubi.
About teeth, it's time
Kada
for prasadam. Kada
ću govorim o zubima, imam već sad je vrijeme za prasadam. We have a question here, Maharaj. Would you
one
like?
More question, that's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Dakle, pitanje. Kad učenik prema guru napravi neku glupost ili uvredu, koliko vremena treba proći da mu guru oprosti? Koliko dugo treba trajati kazna i kad opet mogu uspostaviti normalan odnos? So, when a disciple does something stupid or insults his guru in some way, mm-hmm. how many times should pass before the guru forgives him? And how long should the punishment take? When can their relationship become a normal one again?
I'll have to check in my guru handbook.
Moram provjeriti u svom priručniku za gurue.
I mean, why should we be so impersonal like that? Everything's based on personal exchange.
Sve je ovdje utemeljeno na osobnoj razmjeni.
I mean, the guru is always ready to forgive the
disciple. Guru je uvijek spreman oprostiti svom učeniku.
24 hours a day.
24 sata na dan.
It's not that he tells the disciple, you know,
Nije
you have...
Nije da on kaže svom učeniku.
3 more days and then
Još
I forgive you.
Još 3 dana i onda ću ti oprostiti.
But the disciple has to be genuinely
Ali,
repentant.
Učenik se mora uistinu pokajati.
So the, you know these questions there's no like standard.
Takva pitanja
it's based upon
No takva pitanja može reći ne postoji
who
standard.
The disciple is, what Ovisi
tome
feels,
tko je učenik, kako se
on
osjeća.
What sort of mistake
li se,
he made.
Kakvu grešku je počinio.
There's no like set answer in the guru reform
ne
book.
Ne postoji nikakva knjiga prema kojoj guru ispravlja svoje učenike.
Everyone looks for easy answers.
Svi traže neke lagane odgovore. Mi smo personalisti.
We have personal relationships.
Imamo osobne odnose.
The guru has a personal relationship with each and every disciple.
Sa svakim učenikom.
You understand? So it's based on that personal relationship.
I dakle sve se temelji na tom personalnom odnosu.
Okay, so now we have to eat.
Dakle sad moramo jesti. Vrijeme za prasadam.
Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace
Srila Prabhupada. Sva slava njegovu božanskoj milosti Srila Prabhupada. Jai.